I feel like I've been ring announcer to you in the studio and to the millions and the millions listening around the world. Okay, if you're wondering who are these voices, where are they coming from? In studio, we've got performers Tumelo Silike, Zambi, and Mpo Rasenyalo, and also Warren. Can we all say hi?
Hi, guys.
I'm telling you, it's going to be chaos, but it's going to be beautiful chaos. If you're wondering what's going on, we are at the masterclass. Now, the masterclass is, you know, it's a lesson, learning, a lecture, where we take a class in a new subject with, you know, new teachers each week. And this week, we're learning about drumming. The Drum Cafe offers the finest West African drumming on the djembe, on the bass drums, on the Zulu drumming, fusion drumming, and precision drumming. Now, their team is in studio right now, as I've just introduced them right now. We're going to be chatting about everything that they do, but also you and me get to learn to play drums. I'm already laughing. All right, so I don't know. I'm just going to pose the questions as we go on. Yeah. But briefly, maybe you guys can tell us about the history of the Drum Cafe, and maybe also how you, Tumelo, Zama, and Mpo got together, and how you got involved with, you know, the Drum Cafe. So, what's the Drum Cafe?
Hi, so my name is Warren, and I started the Drum Cafe 20 years ago. It was just a group of friends came to my house. I actually started with a friend of mine, Mark, who was teaching me how to play the drums on a Tuesday night. Next Tuesday night, another friend said, "Hey, Warren, can I join?" And the following Tuesday night, there were like 100 people at my house. And that carried on for about 2 years, that there were like 100 to 200 people every Tuesday night. And I realized that I had to open up a place that could bring these people together. And I opened the first Drum Cafe in Greenside in Johannesburg.
And just like that, it was open. And then there was Tumelo. Then there was Zama. Then there was Mpo. What happened? Were you also just passing by and then you got into the... How did you guys get together? Tell us about your background.
Okay, for me, hi, listeners at home. Zama Kambi. How I met Warren, firstly, it was through my friend Ross Johnson. Mm. Yeah, he introduced me to Warren. And Warren said, "Okay, look, I'm looking for someone who can play drums." And then later, I found out that there are these two amazing drummers, Tumelo and Mpo, that they've been working together for a very long time with Warren. So I just joined them recently, I think last year,
September.
Since September. Okay. Yeah. So I joined them last September last year to 2022. But Mpo and Tumelo have been working with that.
Yeah, Zama is the most incredible marimba player you're ever going to meet.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, we're going to meet.
Master.
And from your side, when I'm poor, what about you?
I've been with the Drum Cafe for 20 years now. So, yeah, it's been a beautiful journey. When I met Warren, I think that's when I met my calling. It's been a beautiful 20 years. Yes, it's Drum Cafe brings joy to a lot of people. And Warren doesn't know this, but he heals a lot of people. Because a drum on its own, you know, it's a beautiful drum. It's a beautiful thing. Because we all have the heartbeat. Yeah. And we get the heartbeat from the drum. So he doesn't know this, but he's healing the world.
Warren the healer.
No, actually, it really was that after apartheid ended, every company in South Africa used the Drum Cafe to bring people of different cultures and together. And I think, you know, and when you've played music together, it's very hard to hate each other.
Yeah, it's just impossible.
You know, once you've danced and sung and celebrated together, you realize, hell, man, we're all the same.
Yeah, I hear that. If you're just joining the conversation, we're talking to the Drum Cafe. They're here in the studio. They're going to be teaching us about drum, and there's going to be a performance that's going to be happening. I'm also going to be learning. Oh, you and I are going to be learning. But we're just chatting to Warren, who's the founder of the Drum Cafe. Also chatting to Zama Kambi, who's apparently good playing there. What did you call it?
Marimba.
Well, we'll hear that. And then Mpo was just telling us about how music is able to just heal us all. And then the lastly, we speak to Tumelo. So talk to me. How did you get involved?
Oh, I've been with the Drum Cafe for about 8 years now. What drawed me to the Drum Cafe is the discipline of the arts, and it's the passion of what they do. I blended myself in, and I've learned a lot from them, from being an amateur to a professional drummer as I am today. Working together, my brother, it's a mission every day.
Yeah.
You know, there's a communication breakdown. There's miscommunication. Some talk too much, some talk less. But when we have a gig to bring people together, that's our mission.
Yeah.
One beat, one drum, one rhythm. We can work hard together, we can play and sing and drum and dance together hard. That's what brought me to life, and that's what gives me life. I eat, breathe, and sleep that
bit. Listen, if you're just tuning in on the radio right now, do yourself a favor, go on to Facebook, go on to Cape Talk, because I want you to see the passion. Because I'm sitting here in the studio, I'm the only one sitting down, and I'm like, I should be standing up, and I'm gonna get ready to do that right now. So let's talk.
Yeah.
Before talking, can we just play something? I don't know. I want to hear something. I want to see something play.
We have different kinds of instruments right now, and we'll let Zama play you umakhweyane. Yebo.
You know, is it? I think there's a. It calls a word. Is it umkhombe? Close to that.
Okay. These are different. This one is umkhombe.
Oh, okay.
This one I'm gonna play for you is umakhweyane.
Umakhweyane. Okay.
Yes. Mostly, Swazi and Zulu people play this one.
Okay. Bring it.
Okay. Yes.
You know, in this course, there's a saying, when you're feeling a rhythm, when you're feeling something, you say, you sing, raise your arms if you're a cows, man. So you must sing along to that. I'm loving this. To you listening at home, by the way, go to Facebook. We're live on Facebook. You'll see in the studio there. We've got the Drum Cafe in studio talking to us about what it is that they do. But also, we've got the likes of Warren, who's the founder. Also, Dumelo Silike, Zamagambi, and Mpora Senyalo. And they're going to be playing at different instruments. Say you saying Zama, that was there? What was
Umakhweyane
played predominantly by
Swazi people and Zulu people.
All right, enough talking. I want more music. Let's bring in more music.
I am going to demonstrate umkhube.
Umkhube, yeah. We should be in the club, right? Mr. DJ, pump this sound. I'm having a wonderful time. Okay, all right. Look, just a quick breather before we're going to continue with the music right now. But, you know, talking to you guys, you know, you talk of drum culture, you know, it's something that I think we understand in South Africa. It's about the feeling, it's about the rhythm, you know, feeling that can't be put into words. And you talked to the healing part of it.
Yeah,
but, you know, what in your, shall I say, individual opinions, are the reasons why drumming is such a feeling of, you know, healing, as you guys said. But what does it mean to you guys individually? And I'll start this side with you.
Sure, sure. You know, when you start tapping in, it's never easy to tap in with yourself. Some people don't even know how to tap into themselves. As a performer, it comes easy for me. But when it comes naturally for somebody who's sitting there and the phone is on the side for an hour and he or she is out of this world, no media, no nothing, no focus. It's you and the drum. my brother,
to the healing part of it.
Yeah.
But you know what, in your, shall I say, individual opinions, are the reasons why drumming is such a feeling of, you know, healing, as you guys said. But what does it mean to you guys individually? And I'll start this side with you.
Sure, sure. You know, when you start tapping in, it's never easy to tap in with yourself. Some people don't even know or how to tap into themselves. As a performer, it comes easy for me, but when it comes...
I haven't heard you playing.
All right.
In that day. So let's hear, let's have you. What are you going to be playing for us?
I'm holding a kudu horn right
yeah.
here.
So Tumelo's holding a kudu horn.
Uh-huh. It's called a wind instrument.
Okay.
So it was used to communicate. You see, when we call each other for important conferences, it's called conferences these days, but yeah. we called it special occasions.
Yeah.
In the olden days.
You know, before you play, I just want to warn the listeners. Maybe this may be a bit loud. So yeah, wait for it. Wait for it. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm telling you at home, if you are in your car, if you anywhere, find a way. Go into Facebook. You need to see this live. You need to have a look at this. So I was told that today perhaps you guys could also maybe give us as listeners a brief lesson in how to play the djembe. Is it the djembe?
Djembe drum. Yes.
Is it the
djembe drum?
Why am I all of a sudden nervous?
So... I can sit, right?
Yes, please sit.
Okay.
And it's in between your knees.
In between my knees.
Yes. Are you comfortable?
By the way, when I go international, everyone must know this is where it all started.
Now, a djembe drum is a beautiful drum, and we have two notes. We have the bass note, which you find in the middle of your drum. So you use a flat hand like that in the middle of your drum. To get a nice bass sound. And then on the edge of your drum, you use only your four fingers except for your thumbs. That's what we call the tone note. La la.
Okay, I got this.
Now, we have a term when we start to do the drumming, we say, if you can sing it, then you can play it.
Yebo?
Now, it's simple. We're going to start singing it. I told you where your bass is.
Yeah.
I told you where your tone is. Now, we're going to sing the rhythm, and then we're going to play it.
Okay.
So it goes like this. We sing it together, right?
Mm.
Everybody at home, wherever you are in your car, join us.
Grab your pot, grab your plate. Get ready.
Okay,
it's simple. It's going to be a party.
Dum, 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 da-ga, ga-da-ga-da.
Oh.
Dum, 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 da-ga, ga-da-ga-da.
Oh. Dum, 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 da-ga,
da-da-ga-da. Dum, 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 da-ga. Let's join you. Aha. Dum, 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 da-ga. Yeah. For we go. What's that? No, hey. I'm just getting this. Oh.
I'm quitting radio.
No.
I'm joining drumming. It's been wonderful, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much.
That was awesome.
Oh, that was absolutely awesome. Guys, you still have so many instruments that you need to play for us here. So I'm a certified djembe player now, right?
Hello, I'm giving you the certificate.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. My producers need to know that.
It's
done and dusted. All right. So talking to you guys, I want to get this out of the way because I'm looking at the time. I'm worried.
Yeah.
I know that you guys are performing and I know that you're going a lot. So tell me about your upcoming events. Tell me about Drumstock. Tell me about Silver, or rather anything else that's coming up. And also, if people want to get involved with you guys, where do they go? What do they do? How do they go about doing that?
Okay, so well, we're at Silver Mist Wine Estate at the moment. We're running a show called Drumstruck, which has toured the world. It was on Broadway. It's an incredible show. The last time we performed, Mpo was actually on stage with Dolly Parton. And so we've brought this, a smaller version down on Silver Mist Estate. We're running an incredible special at the moment because we finish at the end of April. So we're running it for the locals. We are running it at 225 Rand a person. So you can go online, go to drumstruck.com. You can get a ticket. It's only 225 Rand and you get a free wine tasting with an incredible winemaker, Gregory Lowe, who runs and owns Silver Mist. So you get a beautiful, beautiful wine, beautiful drumming. Yeah. It's an incredible show.
And beautiful views.
Yeah. Exactly.
The Silver Mist is beautiful. You have to come there, just look at the views there. It's beautiful.
So looking forward to that. I don't want to run out of time. I want more music. There's so many instruments, yeah. Well, what else are we having?
I think we should do some percussion.
I think we should do percussion. Mm. And Epps, since you are a certified djembe drummer, please do join us on this one.
I thought you'd never ask. I was already. Okay,
so,
let's do this.
Remember, if you can sing it, you can play it, right?
Yeah, I'll try.
Now, very simple. You go dum da ga da ga da, dum da ga da ga da, dum da ga da ga da. Together as we play.
I'm starting to sweat now. I'm starting. That was absolutely beautiful. Yeah, now you've just taken me back in the days.
I'm telling you.
That was some beautiful music.
That's one of the reviews we get after the show.
I'm,
we take people from one place to another and bring them back to life. And that's important.
Yeah. And it attests to that. I mean, if you look outside the window, if you look at the people that are listening in our studios here, we're having a happy day from our working lives.
Yes.
And it's all thanks to you guys. I just want to give each one of you a minute to just say whatever you want to say to the listeners. And I'm hoping that your passion, your whatever you bring will rub off on them. I think we'll start this side with you.
I'll use my 1 minute very wisely.
Yeah.
I'm going to tap into Drumstruck. Drumstruck is a beautiful show. It's a museum show. We've got a nice museum set up. We take you through a story up to a beautiful harmonic and holy instrument, which is called Ngoma, big drum. After that, the second half, we give you a drum. We play together. We release the stress together. And then you dash off with a wine, a glass of wine. So you'll be getting Mr. Tumelo. He's so sexy in the show. One of the funny parts and all of those. So yeah, Libito Kitumelo Wasilike, thank you so much for the opportunity to be here today. Ahoy!
Ahoy! And where am I, Mpo?
First of all, I would like to thank Cape Town, because Cape Town has been so good to us since we've been here from October. We have seen love. We have seen people coming in to watch our show and really enjoying and connecting as well. We've made so much friends. And thank you so much, Warren, for giving us the opportunity. Always. And we're just saying, please, people, come more. The more you come, you know, we can actually heal the world, because there's so much that is going on besides, you know, there's things on the floor that we need to be healing from. So if you come to Drumstruck, I promise you, the world will be a better place. So come on, come all.
Come to Drumstruck.
And
from your side, Zama?
Okay, for me, I would just like to advise people to book their ticket quickly. Because it's now tickets are going fast. So people, if they can go quickly on our website, drumstruck.com, to book their ticket. And for this special, I am a local. Please book your ticket now and come have some fun.
Yeah, the promo code is I am a local.
Yeah. I am a local. I like that. And Warren, from your side?
Yeah, I think in these difficult times with load shedding and all the rest, Drumstruck is a show that will make you fall in love with South Africa again.
Yeah. I love that very much. Hey, as we get to the news,
we're playing again.
What are we playing? Come on, let's go.